T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Right now, I want to welcome in Kurt Prenzler. He's the Madison County Board Chairman. We've had Kurt on when we took the show on the road over there to Southern Illinois about 3 weeks ago, which seems like a lifetime, doesn't it? Kurt, good morning.
It sure does. Every day it's a reset.
Boy, that's the truth. The reason we invited Kurt on this morning is, you know, I was reading this this story out of Illinois, the Madison St. Clair Record, that even though you guys are mostly working with skeleton crews over there right now under these virus guidelines, 4 department heads are wanting basically bonus pay, correct, for people
yes.
who are working during this time.
Four elected officials, all Democrats. Now, I have to say that there are 3 other countywide elected officials who are not asking for this, but the auditor, recorder, sheriff, and state's attorney. Let me just give you an example. It's all a little bit different. For example, in the sheriff's department, roughly 200 employees, 30 are able to do their work from home, or they're non-essential, so they were not working. But for the 170 employees who did show up for work, they're asking for 1 hour of comp time for every hour worked. So similar in other departments. And so we have said no to that as the administration. In fact, we have our health department, which has probably never worked harder, and they are not requesting those sorts of things. So this came in total, the value of all this overtime is just under $400,000.
Wow.
And at a time when, yes.
Well, a liability down the road because you'd have to replace those workers when they took that comp at some point, correct?
That's right. It could be even more because it could be likely that when an employee takes a comp hour, when he takes that hour, he would be replaced by somebody who's actually having to work overtime and being paid at an overtime rate. So,
wow.
Yeah, so...
Wow. We're talking to Madison County Board Chair Kurt Prenzler right now. What is your situation? I mean, how many people are out of work at this moment? Did the county furlough people? Did you have to lay people off? Are they just working from home?
We have not done that at this point, but we okay. do have, and we're in, the laws have been changing weekly, but some are considered non-essential employees. Others are working from home, and others are working here in the building. We're working extremely hard to keep things clean and protect, keep distance for the employees. But we do have essential operations here in the county that need to continue.
Sure you do. Yeah, absolutely. You know, and you know, I do have a lot of empathy for people who are on the front lines of this. The folks in the sheriff's department, the city police officers, the EMS workers, all of that. Those folks are not the ones asking for this additional money, correct?
Well, it is the auditor's office, the sheriff's office, which includes the jail,
the
recorder's office, and the state's attorney's office. So not asking for this is the treasurer's office, the county clerk, the coroner, or the circuit clerk.
Yeah, something to keep in mind. Kurt, what's your timeline? Have you guys worked that out? Do you see a scenario where you're hoping to get people back to work? Are you completely under the thumb of the governor at this point?
Well, I think that we've got just less than 50 confirmed cases. I mean, we're all watching the numbers on a daily basis, but we're doing our best at this point to keep distance, to stay at home whenever possible, and hopefully this will have a good result. So we're kind of watching things as they go from day to day. but keeping everything in order, so to speak.
Yeah, that's good. Well, listen, I appreciate you giving us some time this morning and trying to keep a handle on the finances over there as we all try to adjust to the situation we're going through. Thanks so much, Kurt.
Very good, Mark. Okay, thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, we will talk to you soon. Yep, Madison County Board Chair Kurt Prinzler there at odds with some of his department heads who basically, you know, it's not direct bonus pay, but what they're asking for is a comp time, 1 hour comp time for every hour worked for employees that have to come into the office in person.